Recently, actor Timothy Chalamet did an interview with Vogue magazine. It was about a week ago. I didn't really hear about it until very recently when a sort of slow bubbling outrage about the article has been coming out. And it's because he, let me find it. Towards the end of the article, it's right at the bottom. The article is mostly just a biography of him, you know, tells him about, it's an interview where he just talks about his past and whatnot. But towards the end of the article, there's this paragraph, because he won't talk about his relationship with his girlfriend. He just doesn't want that to be public, which makes perfect sense. Why would you want your relationship to be public? The media love it because for them it's clicks, but for you it's just stress and tension and the damaging of your relationship with your wife or girlfriend, so don't bother. But they say this, no spoilers, but the specter of fatherhood hangs over the new movie that he's promoting. It's something Chalamet would like to experience, which, just to be clear, is perfectly normal. It is perfectly normal for any normal person, any person, to want one day to be a mother or a father, respect, you know, depending on the respective sex that they are. And it's a wonderful thing. Now, I just want to be clear. I've spoken many a times on the virtue of fatherhood, but it's not all sunshine and roses as we speak. It's my wife's job to put the kids to bed today. Oh, they're being little shits, right? I can hear her yelling them, get into bed. And I'm like, well, I would love to come and help, but unfortunately I have to do this. So I don't want anyone thinking it is just a bed of roses and there are no challenges and that you don't have long nights and you don't get a bit stressed or anything like that. You worry about their safety, and when they do something wrong, you're worried that you're punishing them too hard or you're not punishing them enough and all sorts of things. And you make mistakes that you personally regret, that you wish you hadn't done, but you can't take back, and you take each day as it comes. But that being said, there's something that changes you spiritually about becoming a parent. Your life is no longer about you, at least you alone. Now it's about other people who look at you like you're the center of the universe. And in a way you are. You control everything around about their lives. So you've got to make sure they're good and they love what they have and they're happy and they have everything that they need. And you know, you try and give them as much care and attention as you can without smothering them. It's all a balancing act. The point being, it is a wonderful thing to be a mother or a father, even though it can be incredibly stressful. And you know, when you get the opportunity to offload them on your parents for a week, man, that's a nice, calm, tranquil week. You know, I'm not joking. That, you know, you appreciate the break. It is still, of course, the best thing you'll ever do. Now, I'm telling you this because I don't want you to think that I'm misrepresenting any of this. It is hard work, but it's so worthwhile. Anyway, he would like to be a father. And he remembers sitting with a friend watching an interview with someone whose name he definitely is not going to share. The person in question was bragging about not having kids and how much time it afforded them to do other stuff. Chalamet and his friend turned to each other like, holy shit, my God, bleak. He knows some people can't have children or are never in a position to, but he does believe that procreation is the reason that we're here. Yes, children, that could be on the radar. Now, this, in normal world, would just be his opinion. Let's be clear. This is a completely normal opinion, right? It's a completely mainstream, normal, centrist opinion that is just a commentary on what it is to be a human. Yeah, most people want to have children in the future. And bragging about not having kids because it affords you time to do other stuff. It's like, trust me, you're going to have your entire life to do all sorts of things on your own. On your own. When you're old and nobody wants to hang out with you and everyone's got their families and their own kids to worry about and you've got no one to keep you company, trust me, you're going to have plenty of time to do the other stuff. So get used to, I hope you're prepared for that. And so it is in a way bleak. It is bleak to say, yeah, you know what? Since the beginning of life till now, there is a continual linkage, a continual chain of linkage. And I'm going to be the one to break that because I just want time to do other stuff. It's like, okay, well, that's crazy, but you probably for the best, honestly, probably for the best that you drop out of the gene pool. But anyway, like I said, this is a normal opinion. And you can imagine how it's been taken by the excessively online blue-haired feminist brigade who themselves consider not having children a form of liberation. They're not taking it well. And the Daily Mail, like, well, he risks angering his legion of female fans with snide remark about childless women. It's like, well, I don't know if it is a snide remark about childless women, but, okay, so what if he does? He doesn't like the idea of bragging about not being a parent. Like, thinking, yeah, I get to be an adolescent well into my 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Great. Good for you. That is pretty bloody bleak. And it really does come down to the fact that there are stages in your life that you move into, and there are rituals that take you from stage to stage. Like, the first time you get a job, and you pay taxes, and you get your wages, that's a ritual that you go through that signifies you are now an adult. This is what being a proper adult in the world is, and, you know, or a member of the society, as it were. And then when you have children, that is another ritual you go through. That is a stage. It marks a point of passage from which there is a point of no return. And so you are now a different person in some ways. You have transitioned from your pre-self to your post-self. And it marks this transition, but it's meant to change the way that you think. That's the point of these kind of rituals or ceremonies. They change your perception of yourself and the world around you. And it really does. When you become a parent, your view of the world really does change. And he is just prepared for that. He's prepared to mature into the next phase of his life. And is looking forward to it. And that's great. You know, like, and honestly, loving your own children, you just don't understand, like people like, oh, would you go back in time? No, because I wouldn't have my kids. Of course I wouldn't go back in time. Like, why would I want to go back in time before my children were born? That would be awful. Right? That would be just genuinely horrible. And it's the same sort of thing. Looking forward to this is a great thing, and it's a wholesome thing, and something that normal people do. Normal people look forward to becoming parents because it is wonderful. Anyway, so as you can imagine, there are so many blue-haired losers. I mean, not all blue-haired, obviously, but you know what I'm saying. You know, and I mean, they are just spurging out. Just read this excerpt of a Timothy Chalamet interview, and yikes! Procreation is the reason we're here. Why do you think we're here? Like, if you don't believe in God, which I'm sure you don't, then you don't believe that there is a divine mission for you, right? There's nothing metaphysical here for you. So you must be like, right, okay, well, I'm a materialist. What's the materialist explanation of how human beings arrived on the planet? And it's obviously through process of evolution. And so through process of evolution, you must literally be arguing that the genes' sole purpose is to propagate themselves. It's a completely orthodox system of thought in the modern world. For the atheist world, it's completely orthodox to think, no, we are here to reproduce. That's what our genes want us to do. That's why it feels good. That's why we love each other. And that's why we love our kids. Like, from a materialist perspective, yes, we are only here to reproduce. That's literally the only reason we're here. And so, being shocked, procreation is the reason we're here. Okay, did God put you here for a mission? What are you arguing? But she says, Lamau, shut the fuck up. Imagine thinking a person who has chosen to be child-free and have all the free time they want themselves is a bleak outlook on life. Yeah, Claire. Yeah, I mean, I can tell you're not really that old. Like, you know, you don't look very old, and I think that you don't really understand what you're setting yourself up for, but I don't think you understand how long your life is going to be and how much of it you're going to spend on your own. Like, I don't think you're prepared. And then there's Jordan here. Timothy Chalamet can fuck right off. Why is it his or anyone's business if someone has kids or not? I don't want or have or want kids, and I can assure you my life is not bleak. Yet. Just saying, there are lots of articles of childless single women who are like, and I covered one the other day with that old woman who's in her 60s, and she's just like, all my friends have got two, you know, and they haven't got enough time. They don't come around for me. They keep talking to their husbands or their kids or whatever. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, you made your life choice, and it's actually inappropriate for the stage of your life that you're in, and that puts you in this constant realm of being basically inappropriate in the stages of your life. And so why is it his or anyone else's business? Well, I mean, he didn't say it was his business. He was giving his opinion. So, well, God, you know, bragging about not having kids, that's bleak. Well, Jordan, that's your opinion. He's entitled to his opinion. And if this wasn't something that played on your mind, if this wasn't something that concerned you, if this wasn't something that the potential for it to become quite a bleak existence and a lesson to future generations, why would you be so bothered about it? If it was just all, if it was literally all just sunshine and roses all day, every day, why would you react like this to him saying that? You'd be like, well, trust me, mate, you've no idea what you're missing. It's fine. Have whatever opinion you want, but trust me, I'm the real winner here. But instead, you're freaking out. How is it your business? Don't make a commentary on me. I can assure you my life isn't bleak, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, you are what you react to. You know what I mean? And you reacted to this. So, just saying, I think you know in your heart of hearts that there's a price to be paid for all this. Because there's a price to be paid for everything. Literally everything. For me, it's grey hair. Aging before my time. Actually, no, I don't think I'm aging before my time. I'm 46, so I don't think I look... Do I look terrible? I don't think I look terrible for 46. And four kids. And I've been married for a decade. I don't think I look terrible for it. But there's a price to be paid for everything. And you will pay your price. You've got no choice. I had a nose around Blue Sky, and there wasn't actually that much, to be honest. I expected Blue Sky to be on fire with Timothy Chalamet anger, but they didn't really respond to it, which is interesting. There's a couple, you know, like Timothy Chalamet, Sydney Sweeney are the epitome of white mediocrity. All are vastly overrated. Oh, okay. Living a child-free life is bleak. I want to step on that freak boy like a bug. That's, honestly, just this kind of insane rhetoric on Blue Sky is really common. I actually don't like going on there because they do seem to be quite demented, frankly. Like, you can be like, oh, Twitter's full of racist and anti-Semitism. Yeah, maybe. But these people are full of genuine hatred. Like, you know, it's one thing saying nasty words, but these people always seem to frame things as if I want to murder you. And actually, I'd rather someone just be racist towards me than constantly be talking about how they want to murder me. But you know what? One take I did find that was good was from a magazine called Evie. Now, I don't think I've ever heard of Evie. I can't remember ever having encountered this before. I'm sure that I have. I must have done, really. But I looked at their about page and they're like, look, we actually don't think that femininity is being dealt with correctly in the modern world. And what we would like to do at Evie magazine is have a more thoughtful and more serviceable view on femininity, as in what actually serves women to fit to the way that they approach their lives and to make sure they get to live the good life. And this is a great article, a really great article by Carmen Schober here. Timothy Chalamet thinks bragging about being child free is bleak, and he's not wrong. And that's the point that they make. He's not mocking childless people, and he wasn't. He's reacting to the people bragging about it, the way that modern culture has turned the choice to forgo family into a badge of superiority, which is weird because it's such a fragile badge of superiority. All it takes is him to go, wow, I think that's a bit bleak. And you've got people freaking out. I mean, it was mostly on Twitter that I found all of this. It's clearly not a badge of superiority. I mean, there wouldn't be the backlash. Users accused Chalamet of pronatalist propaganda. Based. Glorifying breeding. Based. Alienating people with infertility or trauma. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but unfortunately you have to understand the normal thing for human beings to do is to have children. Almost everyone does it. It's actually really strange that a growing proportion of women and men don't. It's a familiar pattern of outrage that greets anyone who dares to suggest that meaning might be found in traditional things like family, faith, and commitment. Yet the reaction also reveals something deeper, that the child-free ideology has become an identity and not just a choice. Even when a gentle observation about emptiness provokes fury, it suggests the idea is far more fragile than its loudest advocates want to admit. Well, that's exactly the point I made. genuinely true, and I genuinely think that's correct. Like, the people who are very, very sensitive about this, well, they're showing their hand here. They're showing their hand because, frankly, if it was something you were so confident about, you would be scornful about it. You wouldn't be acting like you'd just been stung. You'd be genuinely scornful. You'd be like, ha, you don't even know the ball and chain you're putting around your own neck there. You're going to be dragging that around for 20 years, blah, blah, blah. But you're not saying that. You're saying, how dare you judge me? How dare you judge me? Well, I dare, actually. And apparently Timothée Chalamet does. Like, I just want to be clear, I don't know anything about this guy. I don't know anything about his political affiliations. I'm sure he's not public with them, actually, now I think about it. I don't know anything about him. Am I a fan of his? I mean, I enjoyed Dune, and I enjoyed Dune 2. And I am actually looking forward to Dune 3. But that's more because I'm a fan of the Dune series than I am of him. I don't know anything about him because I don't follow actors or celebrities or anything like that. So this isn't not in any way coming from any preference on my part towards him. This is just, he said something true and they know it.